is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
It is Friday, November 7th. As we have finished the end of the work week here, and we'll be taking a look at our full weather forecast coming up.
I'm Rodney Price. At Thursday night's Wichita City Council meeting, zoning changes were approved for the Crown Uptown Theater. We have the details coming up.
Wichita youth football players honor the memory of their murdered coach. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly clear skies. We wait the sunrise. It is 46 degrees here on this Friday morning. One person died, another hospitalized in very critical condition in Wichita. This following a house fire with visible smoke and flames last night in the 6300 block of Northwest Parkview in Park City. That's in a neighborhood near Hydraulic and 61st Street North. That emergency call came in a little before 10:30 last night.
Senate Republicans plan to gauge whether a slightly altered approach can win Democrat support to end the government shutdown. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Republicans plan a test vote today with changes in spending bill details that could sway some Democratic support to reopen the federal government. A new bill is expected to propose funding the government into January. Others would provide money to operate the Department of Agriculture, the military and construction, and the legislative branch through the next fiscal year. Along with that, an added promise of a vote on subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, would be included. If every Senate Republican backs the measures, only 7 Democrats would need to cross over to reach the 60 votes needed for approval. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council unanimously approving an amendment last night to modify the building capacity of the Crown Uptown Theater at Douglas and Hillside.
The facility near Douglas and Hillside won't see a substantial change, with approval to expand capacity from 850 to 860 people. Any more than that will require installation of a fire suppression system. Councilmember Brandon Johnson said this case required a compromise.
Lively conversation. This issue has come before us before. I believe the neighborhood has made their intention known, 70% protest. My concerns remain the same as the neighborhood when it comes to the safety of those in attendance as well as the parking.
As part of the modified conditions, the Crown Uptown owner must ensure one parking spot per 4 attendees. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita's youth football community is honoring Coach Trayvon Stewart, who was shot and killed last month during a youth football event at Glenday Park.
Coach Stewart was fundraising for his team when the shooting took place between games. One of his teams plans to wear hoodies and shirts in his honor and dedicate their upcoming trip to Nationals in Texas to him. Police say Stewart's death was targeted and not connected to the youth football games. No suspect information has been released. Police, however, are asking anyone with information on the shooting to contact detectives or call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Boeing will not face a criminal charge in connection with two deadly 737 MAX jet crashes.
U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor in Texas approving the federal government's request to dismiss its case against Boeing as part of a deal that requires the aircraft maker to pay or invest an additional $1.1 billion in fines, compensation for crash victims' families, and internal safety and quality measures. After two 737 MAX jet crashes in 2018, in 2019 that killed 346 people off the coasts of Indonesia and Ethiopia, blamed on faulty flight control systems, which prosecutors had alleged that Boeing deceived government regulators. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Virginia teacher Abby Zwerner is awarded $10 million in damages by a jury after she was shot by a 6-year-old student back in 2023. The assistant principal reportedly ignored multiple warnings that the student had a gun in the classroom.
She accused the former assistant principal of the school of gross negligence in ignoring repeated warnings that the six-year-old student had a gun at the school that day. And the jury agreed with her, awarding her $10 million in damages plus interest from the date of the incident in January 2023. The jury found that Ebony Parker failed to act in the hours before the shooting after several school staff members told her that the student had a gun in his backpack. The six-year-old, who had just returned to school after a suspension for slamming Werner's phone 2 days earlier, told police he got the gun from his mother's purse on top of a dresser.
That was Fox's Chanley Painter.
How are retailers faring as the Christmas season approaches? And a publication that's been around for more than two centuries is closing up shop. And we'll get our full weather forecast coming up. There are some changes on the way as we go into the weekend, so you'll want to make sure you know what's going on with the weather. That'll be next. Hey, we're off and running here on this Friday, November 7th, with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. ...609 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, this Christmas season appears to be looking merrier for retailers.
Despite economic and tariffs uncertainty and persistent inflation, American shoppers are expected to spend more this holiday shopping season this year compared to 2024. For the first time, the National Retail Federation is forecasting that shoppers will surpass $1 trillion worth of purchases in November and December. That's an increase of 3.7 to 4.2% over the same two-month period a year ago. The trade group makes its calculations based on government figures. However, the numbers exclude sales at automobile dealers, gas stations, and restaurants. The forecast this year arrives during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
After 208 years, the Farmer's Almanac is ceasing publication.
The Farmer's Almanac, based out of Lewiston, Maine, had been printed every year since 1818, providing farming and gardening tips, long-range weather predictions, moon phases, folklore, and seasonal information. Editor Sandy Duncan announcing Thursday that their 2026 issue, out now, will be their last, and that they're shutting their website and they will stop posting to social media pages by the end of the year, citing financial challenges. The Farmer's Almanac is not to be confused with the old Farmer's Almanac of New Hampshire. That wants its readers to know it's not going anywhere. It has been published since 1792, when George Washington was president. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I guess, yeah. In this modern age, we don't have room for two Farmer's Almanacs.
There ain't room for two of us in these parts.
One of them had to go under.
Okay.
All right, it is a Friday morning. That means our Friday morning commute is underway. And all morning long, we'll be keeping you updated on traffic and weather updates on your commute. And Jad Chambers will help you out with that.
The commute is looking good so far. Right now, the traffic volumes on those traffic cameras that I'm seeing around Wichita are still fairly light. Really not seeing any heavy traffic out there. And so things looking pretty good at this time. Looking around a little on the surface streets, I do notice that we've got some fairly heavy traffic kind of by Clap Park. This is Mount Vernon and about Crestway, about halfway between Oliver and George Washington Boulevard. Mount Vernon Street, especially westbound right there. Some really heavy traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And on this Friday, let's take a look at what the weather has in store for us this weekend. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a fantastic Friday, but big weather changes arrive this weekend, becoming mostly sunny, high 69, northwest winds 5 to 15, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 44, mostly sunny, becoming windy, high 62 on Saturday, breezy and much colder on Sunday, high 42 with wind chills in the 20s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northwest. It is mostly clear as we await the sunrise. It is 46 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So did you hear that? Low of 22 degrees on Sunday night into Monday morning.
Yeah, whatever flowers or plants you had, if they survived the last frost, they ain't surviving this one.
So it's a little different, the beginning of the weekend to the end of the weekend, as the temperatures go.
Well, and
we're almost 70 today, 22 by...
Those lovely leaves that you've been enjoying, they're probably not
going
to survive.
Some of those aren't going to make it through those.
But that's okay. I mean, that's, you know, that's what we get. It's Kansas winters.
There's some good-looking trees this time of year around town.
May not make it through this week.
Yeah, this weekend may do some of them in. Hey, we got a big birthday today. Big birthday.
Okay, who's the big birthday?
Poppin' Fresh.
Poppin' Fresh.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yes.
60 years old.
Woohoo!
Introducing.
Hi, I'm Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy, with a Poppin' Fresh idea.
Pillsbury Tender Flake Biscuits. Nothing smells so good or tastes so good. Light, tender, Pillsbury Tender Flake Biscuits in the dairy case. Poppin' Fresh Dough says fresh, hot, tender flake biscuits.
And Pillsbury says it best.
There it is.
Yay.
There it is. Woo-hoo.
The Pillsbury Doughboy, Poppin' Fresh, made his debut 60 years ago on this day. So happy birthday to Poppin' Fresh.
All right, let's hear the confession. Tell you did eat it raw, right? I mean, you've had that raw dough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dough is tasty stuff.
It's not bad.
Baked or unbaked.
Baked or unbaked, yes.
Ooh, rough story here. Five people arrested torturing their friend.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A half-naked woman was allegedly tortured and chained in a Texas backyard for months by five friends who didn't like her anymore. The Austin Police Department responded to a home on the south side of the city around 9 a.m. October 30th after someone called 911 to report a woman screaming for help. When officers arrived, they found the woman with severe injuries, naked from the waist down and shackled to a punching bag stand. As they worked to free the woman, five adults inside the home noticed what was happening and tried to flee, but were caught by police. The victim told police she had been friends with one of the women arrested, but at some point the group decided they didn't like her and decided to keep her as a captive. She said she was forced to live outside for weeks and beaten whenever she tried to flee, even shot with BB guns. All five suspects were arrested and charged with aggravated kidnapping, aggravated assault, and other charges. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Let's go back to the Poppin' Fresh guy. Holy cow.
The Swiss government is looking for a shout-out from the United Nations. And it wants the cultural agency to include yodeling on its list of intangible cultural heritage.
Yodel-a-hee-hoo.
Exactly. Promoters insist the yodeling of yore is too stereotyped, which is what we just did.
Yeah.
And that the tradition is far more than mountain cries by falsetto-crying male herders in suspenders on verdant alpine pastures. More stereotype. Yodeling is now a popular form of singing. More women are taking it up. Yodeling is among dozens of nominees of arts, craftsmanship, rituals, knowledge, and tradition being considered at a UNESCO committee meeting on intangible cultural heritage in New Delhi next month.
Okay.
So we'll see how the yodeling lobby is effective or not in getting that included on the list.
The yodeling lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess they're out there.
Okay.
It is 6:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and see what's going on in sports. Heading into a busy weekend. And we'll be taking a look at, of course, no Chiefs football this weekend, bye week. No K-State football this weekend, a bye week. However, that does not mean that we do not speak with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He always comes on a bye week, whether the Chiefs play. So we got the Mitch 2 hours from now at 8:15 this morning, and we'll find out the situation for the Chiefs as they head into this week off and get healthy and reassess for the second half of the season. Last night, we had Thursday night football. The first place Denver Broncos won at home, beat the Las Vegas Raiders 10-7. Seven wins in a row now for the Denver Broncos, who, as we sit here and speak this morning, are the number one team in the National Football League with a record of 8-2.
Ugly game, but we'll take it. A win's a win.
And there's John Whitmer in his Broncos hat.
Yep.
You got your Broncos coat.
I do. It was an ugly game, but
geared up.
We'll take it. You know, a win. Six sacks last night in that game. They're winning.
So after that Broncos win, the Chiefs now fall 2.5 games in back in the division standings behind Denver. All right, we do have KU football tomorrow. KU is going out to Tucson for a matchup with Arizona. First meeting between these two in 59 years.
Tough game.
It's been a while. That'll kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, nationally televised on ESPN2. Jayhawks a 5.5-point underdog at Arizona. The Gorillas. Pittsburgh State is ranked number 6 in the nation, and the Gorillas have won 7 in a row on the road at Central Missouri. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Friends University is ranked number 4 in the nation, 9-0 on the season, and it's the regular season home finale tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock on the Friends campus. Friends hosting Sterling. Friends leading the nation in rushing yards, 451 rushing yards a game, and in scoring. Friends averaging 55 points a game, leading the nation in that category too. Undefeated Friends hosting Sterling tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Also in the KCAC, you've got 18th-ranked McPherson at 8-1. It's only loss, it's a friend. On the road at Kansas Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon. And Southwestern is ranked 25th in the nation. The Mound Builders on the road at St. Mary tomorrow afternoon. Butler Community College at home in El Dorado tomorrow afternoon. And, man, Butler last week, of course, they hosted the number one-ranked team in the nation, defending national champion Hutchinson. And this week, Butler hosts the number 2 team in the nation as Iowa Western comes to El Dorado on a 6-game winning streak. Another tough schedule for Butler. The Grizzlies are 5-2, and they're hosting the number 2-ranked team in the nation tomorrow in El Dorado. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler football beginning at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, and that game will be right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. High school football playoffs. We are into the round of 16 all over the state tonight. In Class 5A, Bishop Carroll is on the road at undefeated Great Bend. Hutchinson hosting Hayes. Both are 7-2. Goddard on the road at Salina Central, who is 8-1. In Class 3A, undefeated Andale is hosting Clay Center. Andale is on a 22-game winning streak, and Andale has won 86 consecutive home games. We believe that's the longest streak in the nation. If I'm wrong, let me know. And some other games. Heston is on the road visiting undefeated Rock Creek. Cheney on the road visiting undefeated Holcomb. The road assignments there in Class 3A. In Class 1A, undefeated Sterling at 9-0, hosting 7-2 Marion tonight. Hutchinson Trinity is on the road at Republic County. And Inman at 8-1 is hosting 7-2 Mound Ridge. Another good game there. In 8-man Division 2, undefeated Hutchinson Central Christian at 9-0, hosting Logan Palco. And Argonia Attica is on the road visiting undefeated Sharon Springs. And in the KASC tournament, we're down to the Final Four in the semifinals. Sunrise Christian in Bel Air tonight, hosting Topeka Cornerstone Family. For some of your high school football playoff games tonight. If you want to get caught up on everything, you can listen to the weekly high school football scoreboard show, 10 o'clock tonight, and again at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Hockey action last night, the Wichita Thunder on home ice downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, beating the Utah Grizzlies 6-4. Thunder in the win column, and their same two teams go at it again tonight. Downtown, 7:05 at Intrust Bank Arena. And if you want free tickets, they are available at Quick Trip locations. If you want to go see the Thunder and the Grizzlies tonight downtown. College volleyball, it's a home weekend for Wichita State. Shockers coming off two road wins last weekend. The Shockers hosting East Carolina, 7 o'clock tonight. And then Charlotte, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Those matches at Coke Arena. And Wichita State men's basketball has the arena tomorrow night, hosting Prairie View A&M. Shockers are off to a 1-0 start. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 5:30 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tomorrow night for Shocker men's basketball, of course, on 103.7 KEYN. So a busy weekend going on in sports. And, of course, sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that will make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the Copper Brick Road to the land of Oztoberfest, Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here. It is 623 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update on the way. And people struggling to get a good night's sleep. Maybe here's something you can do to help with that. That's coming up on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 6:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, November 7th. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear and 46 degrees here on this Friday morning. The trial of a man accused of shooting a teenager last year in the parking lot of the Goddard Walmart has been handed over to the jury. Closing arguments were made yesterday in the case of Ruben Contreras, who was charged with attempted first-degree murder and aggravated battery. Police said an 18-year-old had fired a gel blaster at Contreras' daughter outside the store. In response, prosecutors say Contreras responded with a loaded gun, shooting the teenager who was in a car. Contreras has this to say in his defense.
I feared for my life. I feared for my daughter's life. And to stop a threat.
A verdict could be reached as early as today.
The Department of Transportation has ordered the reduction of flights at 40 airports due to the government shutdown. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The FAA has ordered airlines to reduce the number of flights by 4% starting today, ramping up to 10% next week at the nation's busiest airports, including Atlanta, Denver, Dallas, Orlando, Miami, and San Francisco. The National Air Traffic Controller Association President Nick Daniels says staffing issues are getting worse as they've now missed two paychecks and some workers are having trouble paying for gas, food, and childcare.
There was a trainee today that before I just left the office to come here. Said, I've been evicted.
United says some regional and domestic flights that do not fly between hubs will be impacted. Delta and American say they anticipate most travel will carry on as scheduled, but they will help schedule changes and offer refunds to those impacted. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wichita's Eisenhower Airport is not one of those airports affected.
A man has been sentenced for a standoff last year that closed down a Wichita street. 43-year-old Jonathan Ross sentenced to just more than 4.5 years in a domestic assault incident in which he barricaded himself inside a downtown apartment for several hours. Ross pleaded no contest to the charges back in September. Court records indicate his attorney has now filed a motion to appeal.
A note to parents and guardians of Andover High School students confirmed the report of students possibly possessing a gun at the school revealed that what the student brought was a toy gun that looked real. Andover officials said there was no threats made and at no time were students in any danger. The student's parents were contacted. Other students notified administrators about the possible weapon.
The Cessna Citation Ascend, designed and manufactured by Wichita-based Textron Aviation, achieved a major milestone this week as the Federal Aviation Administration awarded type certification for the plane, with entry into service expected later in the year. The aircraft features an entirely new cockpit. More than 1,000 of the Cessna Citation 560 XL series aircraft have been delivered in the past quarter century.
Georgia deputies say they found 270 grams of methamphetamine hidden at a Paulding County produce stand. Fox 5 Atlanta's Denise Dillon with more on the drug bust.
Paulding County Sheriff's authorities, working with the Northwest Georgia Drug Task Force, soon realized there was more than produce being sold at this stand at the corner of Highway 92 and Georgia 120.
You're going to buy your tomatoes or your fruit or whatever, and while you're buying that, you're getting a little drugs on the side.
Once undercover officers had enough information, they moved in and found 270 grams of methamphetamine. Some of it was hidden in a Krispy Kreme bag.
That was Fox 5 Atlanta's Denise Dillon.
The world's oldest president sworn in for an eighth term.
At the inauguration of his latest seven-year term, Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, acknowledged what he called the seriousness of the situation his country faces. The 92-year-old's disputed re-election was met with widespread demonstrations. According to the United Nations, 48 protesters have been killed by the security services. Biya has pledged to restore order and blames irresponsible politicians for the unrest. In the election, he defeated a former information minister who broke ranks in a challenge for power. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Tesla shareholders voted to approve a pay package that could make CEO Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire.
More than 75% of shareholders voted to approve this massive pay package for Elon Musk. It gives Musk 12 deliveries of stocks tied to performance targets that could eventually hand him around 25% stock ownership in Tesla, and in total is worth around $1 trillion. And those shareholders are hoping that retaining Musk with the massive pay package will be a win-win. If Musk is successful in hitting the performance targets, it would make Tesla the most valuable company in history with an $8.5 trillion market cap. Part of Musk's plan to grow Tesla involves a huge scale-up of Tesla's Optimus robot production.
That's Fox Business's Max Gordon in Los Angeles. $1 trillion is about what you make, right, Ted?
Cannot fathom.
Yeah.
How much money that is. All right, let's take a look at our weather forecast as we head into the weekend with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a fantastic Friday, but big weather changes arrive this weekend, becoming mostly sunny, high 69, northwest winds 5 to 15, partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 44, mostly sunny, becoming windy, high 62 on Saturday, breezy and much colder on Sunday, high 42 with wind chills in the 20s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, sunrise underway. It is mostly clear. We have a breeze out of the northwest. It is 45 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:38 here on KNSS. Now it's time to get great information, as always. It's the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John.
Speaking of a guy making trillions of dollars.
I can't even spell trillion. Well, back on Thursday, we saw new lows for our current slide in our cattle complex and negative closes, but we did bounce off the session lows. Now, futures have been lower on additional long liquidation and panic selling. Now, the past three sessions, December live cattle have dropped $14.90. Jan feeders have dropped $28.57. Now, if you look from their October record high to yesterday's low, December live cattle have dropped $30.22, and January feeders have dropped $68.80. Cash cattle trade this week so far in Nebraska has been around $230 and in Kansas $232. Lean hog futures made new lows for the slide and closed negative yesterday. On the close, December live cattle, $1.75 lower, $218.77. Jan feeders, $4.37 lower, $315.60. And December lean hogs down $1.62 at $78.97. Now Thursday, the upside in the grain and the soybean complexes came to an end. Some of the selling was technical, but also the markets are concerned if the Supreme Court does not uphold the Trump tariffs. That ruling will likely be sometime late this year. Next Friday, the 14th, is the release of the November USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat unchanged at 5.22 1/4. December corn 0.25 higher at 4.29. January beans up 8 3/4 cents at 11.16 1/4. December crude oil 54 cents higher at 59.97. December gold $13.70 higher at $4,004.80. December S&P 21 points lower at 6,726. December dollar index is, and we've got a mistake here. We're going into the December Dow Jones 117 points lower at 46,912. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, 69 degrees today, and then by the time we talk to you on Monday morning, it's probably going to be about 23 degrees.
That's what I was just looking at. It looks like Sunday night, Monday night, it's going to get really cold.
What happens to our poor little crops in the ground? That's going to be a shock.
Well, honestly, your fall crops have matured now.
Okay.
You have your double crop soybeans. That is soybeans that got planted after the wheat was taken off the ground. Those, this will finish killing them, so, you know, they will be ready to harvest. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need the same thing in our cotton crop is a killing freeze, so that way it can be harvested.
All right, that's what I needed to know. What's the big Tom Loeffler weekend?
Well, you know, I think I'm going to be able to kind of take it easy. We got everything outside done this week. Everything's in good shape outside, so we can kind of hibernate inside and maybe relax a little bit.
That's unlike you. That worries me a little bit.
Well, I haven't checked with the boss yet. There could be a different schedule.
Okay. So there's an asterisk by all that.
Exactly.
All right, Tom. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. It is 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The most efficient, cost-effective water heaters. It's Don Grant, the money tracker, coming up right here on 98.
He's got a part-time job selling appliances or something.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. .646 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. One person dead, another hospitalized in very critical condition. House fire late last night in Park City.
Two.
The Department of Transportation ordering the reduction of flights at 40 airports nationwide because of the federal government shutdown.
One.
A strong cold front coming through Kansas this weekend. Highs in the 60s today and tomorrow, and then the low 40s on Sunday, and then temperatures into the lower 20s by Monday morning. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
On the traffic cameras, I'm starting to see heavier and heavier traffic volumes out there. Starting to see some fairly heavy traffic here in the Wichita area on the highways. So things are slowing down just a little bit out there. Right now, some of the heaviest traffic that I'm seeing eastbound on Kellogg on the west side, right around 119th Street between there and Mays Road. So just watch out. We've got some heavy traffic volumes out there at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Friday morning. And we'll take a look at a high today of 69 degrees under a mostly sunny sky. Overnight low tonight down to 44, partly cloudy overnight. Then into the weekend, windy tomorrow, mostly sunny on Saturday, high 62. And a big change on Sunday, much colder and breezy on Sunday with a high of only 42. And by Sunday night into Monday morning, a low down to 22 degrees. Currently in Wichita, sunrise underway. We have a breeze out of the northwest, mostly clear and 45 degrees on our way to a high of 69. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. The patio is ready and waiting for you to take advantage of today and tomorrow before it gets cold. For you whiskey lovers at The Monarch, the weather is perfect for a taste of all your favorites, whether you're on the patio or inside. Bring your friends to The Monarch, right there at West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out, The Monarch. It's 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's look back to yesterday and remind everybody how the stock market did.
Stocks hitting session lows in the final minutes of trading, with the major averages tumbling as worries about AI valuations resurface. Shares of the big tech giants who have led the market's huge artificial intelligence rally declined after a brief reprieve on Wednesday. And President Trump unveiling a deal with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to expand coverage and reduce prices for their popular obesity treatment Zepbound and Wegovy. Shares of Lilly rose over 1%, while Novo stock fell 4%. And shares of DoorDash fell over 17% after the leading delivery service posted mixed quarterly results. The Dow winners, IBM, Caterpillar, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Microsoft, and McDonald's. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The most efficient, cost-effective water heaters. Well, let's find out more, because our special guest has arrived. It is The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don. You're like the Maytag guy this week.
Well, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. You know, I don't know if you've ever wondered how I come up with five different compelling, financial subjects every week. Well, most ideas come from research that color the events of my clients' lives. Now, many are generated from my innate curiosities, but this one has to do with my need for a new water heater. So I learned about the heat pump water heaters. They look a lot like a regular tank model, but they work completely differently and can save a surprising amount on your energy bill. And that's where the Money Tracker comes in. He saves people money. Yes. Traditional gas water heaters burn natural gas to heat water directly. They heat water quickly, and they work in just about any climate. That they lose energy up that vent pipe that also produces carbon emissions. They're reliable, but not exactly efficient. They convert only about 60 to 70% of their energy to hot water. You've heard about tankless water heaters. Well, they don't store any hot water. They heat it instantly as it flows through the unit. That means endless hot showers and no standby loss. There's no tank to hold it there. They can be more expensive up front, and you need a very large gas line upgrade generally, and an upgraded electrical service to run one of those. Efficiency is better than a standard tank that burns gas, but it still uses a tremendous amount of energy when it's actually operating, because it has to throw a lot of heat at those pipes to get it warm, to keep it warm. Well, a heat pump water heater doesn't make heat. It moves it. It pulls warmth from the surrounding air and transfers that heat into a water tank. It's like a refrigerator in reverse, because it's moving heat instead of generating it. It can be 2 to 3 times more efficient than gas or electric resistance models. The trade-offs are that they work best in mild or warm spaces like a basement or garage. You don't want to put one of these things outside, particularly in the middle of winter. In short, to lower your utility bill and reduce energy uses, a heat pump water heater is hard to beat. They cost a bit more up front, but the savings quickly catch up. For pure efficiency, the heat pump wins the race. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth, or you could call the Sears Appliance Department. My number is area code 316-267-0600.
Are you trying to get in good favor with Channel 8 to co-host This Old House?
I would love to do a show.
Yeah,
like
I know
that.
You would.
I already do so many things like that. You know, that would be a kind of a fun preoccupation to have, wouldn't it?
And we can call it This Old Don. No, that's not a. That's
no,
not. A,
that, no, that,
that's not a good
no,
title. Works.
This
that,
Old
that,
Don.
That's appropriate title. An appropriate title.
No, I should not send you into the weekend with that. What's going on with the Don Grant weekend?
Well, I don't know if I've talked much about it, and this has to do with building and stuff. We're building a house in Colorado, and I've got to get some stuff into the design review board, which there are a couple of a few residents who are already in the development that we're building in, and they apparently know something about architecture, and they want to keep standards, you know, so that you're not parking something that's not adequate for the neighborhood or whatever. You know, they make judgments on the colors of the houses and the size and the you know, where it is and all that. But I will be working on the erosion control aspect of the plans this weekend, hopefully finishing up so I can get them submitted so we can get them approved and we can actually break ground.
I figured you were just submitting the standard ski chalet blueprint.
Yeah, the A-frame, 1960s A-frame. Right. Well, actually, you know my passion for mid-century modern stuff. The house does have a lot of design elements that are very simple, simple lines, shed roof kind of thing, and are, They it's called modern mountain style. That's what we're going for.
All right, I'll let you get to your erosion duties and get on with your weekend. And
all right,
we'll check in with you Monday.
You guys have a good one, too. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, sir. That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way, including a special guest.
Yes, Congressman Ron Estes will be here halfway through, about 7:30 or so. Talk about the shutdown.
Yep, we'll get to that in a big 7 o'clock hour, so make sure you're here for that. We'll get some great information. It is 6:56 with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.